Last week, Utah Governor Gary Herbert ordered the State Licensing Board for Psychologists to develop regulations around so-called conversion therapy, the practice which aims to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Has been discredited by research from most major medical groups, including the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association. Shannon Minter is an attorney who works on the Born Perfect campaign. It's an initiative of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, which aims to end conversion therapy.
I really give Governor Herbert a lot of credit because this isn't a political issue. It's not a partisan issue. It really is a scientific issue.
Minter says the science is clear on how traumatic and harmful this false form of therapy can be.
So there's actually now research that shows that a young person who is subjected to conversion therapy in their adolescence is nearly 3 times more likely to attempt suicide.
Minter says conversion therapy used to be incredibly popular across Utah, but credits the LDS Church for recently announcing it opposes the practice.
The church deserves so much credit for this. They recognize that the science just doesn't support it and that it's actually damaging. The church has now officially renounced conversion therapy. It is, in their words, an abusive practice.
Minter says the governor's directive is the latest example of why Utahns should be proud of their state's record on LGBTQ rights.
I think it's really been a model for other states about how the LGBTQ community can build bridges to conservative religious communities and work together to find common ground.
The governor has ordered the State Licensing Board to release its recommendations by no later than September 16th of this year. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.